actually see, and Vince doesn't do this, but a lot of young quarterbacks will get out of the pocket instead of just throwing the ball out of bounds. They'll run out of bounds for a two-yard loss, which shows up as a sack and things like that. But, I mean, both of our quarterbacks are good enough that they don't take those kind of cheap sacks like that.
Thanks. Yeah, but here's the big question. LSU have a shot at Clark?
I don't know. The larger question for me this weekend is whether Leesville High School has got a shot for homecoming. And I think both of them are in their favors. So I'm looking forward to both games. I think LSU will probably win this one pretty soundly.
And you'll have an opportunity to see some NFL games on Sunday.
Yeah, I probably won't even worry about the NFL games. I'm actually going back to my hometown, Leesville, Louisiana, and spend some time with my family and watch my brothers, you know, coach my high school team, and gonna go to that. And then I'll watch the Tigers play on Saturday night and then come back here and not worry about NFL until next Tuesday.
Is it all business now with you guys? You're 5-0, you know what you got going.
Yeah, I think so. The guys understand where we're at. They understand where we want to be. But I think even more important, they understand what we need to do to get there. And we came in this week. We've had two pretty solid days. It's been a great week of rest for us, for guys that are hurt, to get back healthy again. And when we get back here next week to start honing in on the next opponent, Kansas City, I think our guys will be ready to roll.
How much better do you think this
team can become? You know, the sky's the limit for us right now. We're winning games and we're making mistakes. And if we can continue to correct those mistakes, we can only get better. So I think, we're on the upside.
Keith said yesterday that some of the mistakes are kind of obvious. Coaches don't even have to point them out to some of the guys.
That is a good thing because guys understand, you know, that we're only one play away or two plays away. The only thing is we keep taking turns. It's not, if it was just one group, we'd say, okay, we need to fix that group. But it's a play here by the linebackers or a play by the offensive line or the running back, you know, made a block in the hole, you know, something like that. And it's good when you have players that recognize the mistakes before they even come off the field because then you know that they already know what they need to do to correct them, and it's just about getting the job done.